A new study ranked the 50 biggest cities in the country based on how they did in 15 other rankings this year, like funniest, smartest, and best city for movie lovers. Based on that big analysis, the best cities for 2013, Portland, Oregon, Atlanta, and Seattle. Your worst cities, based on all those different rankings, Fresno, California, Memphis, and Detroit.
Not surprised by Detroit at all. There's an annual poll about the most annoying word or phrases of the year. And pretty sure every word in this top five said in the movie Clueless. But that movie's great. So, and the first one, pretty obvious. But starting from number five, obviously annoys 6% of people. Just saying, 14% of the people are annoyed by that one.
That one annoys me a little bit.
You know, 18% of people that annoys. Like comes in at number two with 22%. And whatever. 38% of us find it annoying, and compared to 32% last year, this is number one 2 years in a row.
Whatever. On Tuesday, a 61-year-old blind man fell on the subway tracks in New York, and a seeing eye dog jumped down to save him. They both survived by ducking under the oncoming train. Then it came out that the eye could not afford to keep the dog, but now a businessman has offered to pay the dog's expenses for the rest of the dog's life. And in the past 3 days, people online have donated over $110,000 to this cause. So yeah, good story coming out of New York.
Movies opening this weekend, Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues. This is going to do amazing at the box office. Obviously, Ron Burgundy is back, and it's also, that's played by Will Ferrell. Steve Carell, Paul Rudd, David Koechner, and Christina Applegate are all back. And newcomers, James Marsden, Kristen Wiig, and there's a whole bunch of huge supporting cast, tons of random cameos. Yes, this has got to be hysterical. And Walking with Dinosaurs, it's a 3D animated family film about a runt dinosaur who loses his family in a fire. Then he has to battle a bunch of rivals, including his own brother, to become a pack leader. Justin Long stars in this one, as well as John Leguizamo. And also opening widespread is American Hustle, with that all-star cast, Bradley Cooper, Christian Bale, Amy Adams, Jennifer Lawrence. That's supposed to be a great movie as well.
A new study has found that for every single woman out there, every single woman, there is an average of 1.4 guys who are trying to date her at this very minute. That jumps up to 4 guys if the guys think she's really attractive. Study also found that 73% of women say the best way to contact them the first time after you meet is with a text message. And almost 9 out of 10 wants you to contact them within 48 hours of that initial meeting. So there you go, 1.4 men trying to date every single woman that's out there. Stack of Leftovers today has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They have that special wine tasting going on this afternoon from 4 to 7 right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.